New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Hello from the studio in Nitro, West Virginia. This is Unreasonable Doubt. It's a podcast about West Virginia University basketball. I'm Josh Witt. North Carolina Central is not good at basketball. And West Virginia, I would say they took advantage of that key factor for this game, the other team not being good at basketball, and won by 34. Big fan of Po' Boy King. He did not perform tonight. 5 points all from the free throw line. Bummer. I am rooting for Po' Boy King. I guess technically I was rooting for him tonight in a way where West Virginia won. They did that. Would have liked to seen him make a shot that wasn't a free throw. So it goes. Po' Boy King, best of luck in your future endeavors. West Virginia's bench scored 51 tonight after scoring 47 in the last 5 games combined. And when you're playing a game like this, that's what you want to see. You want less minutes for the starters, confidence building for the bench. And Jonathan Powell led the team in scoring. KJ had 6 assists. Yesufu made a return, and he scored 14 tonight, including a 3. At the end of a shot clock in the first half to start a run, West Virginia was up 8. Joe makes that 3. West Virginia starts a run to go up 18 at the half. They don't look back. Sincere Harris is 0-for-18 from 3, okay? And he told us he's finding it. If you're a longtime listener of this podcast, you may be asking yourself, how come Josh hasn't said, stop doing that, as in stop shooting 3, Sincere? And I can't do it. Not going to say it, because it's not like Sincere is 1-for-18 or 2-for-18. He's 0-for-18. My man has to get on the board. How are you going to find it? You got to find it. You can't have a 0 there. And honestly, Sincere Harris is so good at defense, then nobody in the history of this podcast have I said, stop shooting 3s, that was this good at defense. I might have told Sagaba Kanate to not shoot, to stop shooting 3s. I think it was stop shooting mid-range for Sagaba. That's the one exception. He was good enough at defense that I don't need, like, he could do what he wants offensively. Sincere Harris, maybe the missed 3s fuel his defense. I hope not, because I do want him to make one. He's got to find it. We can revisit, once it gets the 1-for-whatever, then I can revisit the idea of asking politely Sincere Harris to stop shooting 3s. But I can't do it now. Got to find it first. And that's about all I can recap for the North Carolina Central game. This is a bye game. Let's go through the bye game thresholds. Did West Virginia win? Yes. Did they win in a blowout to please the computers? Yes. Did they finish the game without any injuries? Well, Technically, yes. No Mountaineer in this game left this game due to injury. However, we've got some news on one of our main guys a couple hours before the game, press release from WVU. Tucker DeVries sidelined indefinitely with the dreaded upper body injury. I'm not speculating here. Tucker DeVries was at a press conference last week, and as he's talking, you can see the mini cup-shaped spots on his shoulder, around his shoulder that had surgery in the offseason. And that is, the shoulder is part of the upper body. And so you can kind of put two and two together, and he played a ton of minutes in the Bahamas, played 37 minutes against Georgetown. But, you know, it's a bummer. What do you mean to say? It's not a bummer. When I say this is a bummer, it's an understatement. And the word indefinitely, I had to look it up just to make sure I knew what indefinitely means. It means for an unlimited or unspecified period of time. That's not great. I mean, look at Jaden Stone. We're a month into the season, 9 games in. He hasn't suited up once. His injury's day to day. When I hear day to day, I can't look up in the dictionary day to day. But I imagine that one day, it could be any day, he's going to be able to play. And I think Warren Baker said tonight he saw him jogging, doing things that he wasn't able to do just a few weeks ago. So it seems like he's on the path to getting to play. But that's been a day-to-day process, which is different than indefinitely. How? I can't explain it. The words are different. I hear indefinitely, and I think worse than day-to-day. So if you just compare, they both have upper body injuries. Probably not the same thing. But if day-to-day is, as I'm talking to this microphone, around 4 weeks, then and indefinitely is worse than day-to-day, then do the math. I mean, that gets us into a decent part of Big 12 play 6 weeks, which is not great. I mean, Tucker is your second leading scorer. He's your second leading rebounder. He's your best three-point shooter by a mile. He's one of your best defenders. I didn't know he was getting that, but absolutely one of your best defenders. So all of that is, when you lose that, it's bad. And when you lose it indefinitely, that's, you know, on the football side, they're doing a coaching search. That coaching search has been going on, I would argue, indefinitely. That's not fair. It's well within the window that the AD said the process would take. If you've been online any, everyone would agree that this process has been indefinite. If you told people, hey, has this process been day-to-day or has it been going on indefinitely, I guarantee people would say the latter. So that's not good when we're talking about Tucker's injury. And what did Coach DeVries do tonight? We talk about WVU being thin up front. Coach DeVries experimented with putting both the bigs out in the starting lineup. So moving Toby to the 3, Amani at the 4, and Andre 3000 at the 5. That's an interesting experiment. It didn't last long in this game, and I don't think that's going to work if Tucker's injury goes into Big 12 play. You can't start Amani and Ed at the same time. And here's why. Because they're hesitant to give Harris Elezovic, the Canadian, rotation minutes. He did get some minutes when Ed Andre was injured in the Bahamas. that was limited. They definitely picked their spots. It looks like if they had their druthers, hey, Harris, come in like he did tonight in closing time with the Jake Auer minutes. So if that's where Harris is at, then you can't have both of those guys on the court at the same time.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hessilo V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high-heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
This wasn't a great, they're going to probably throw that lineup out again, see what it looks like. North Carolina Central was playing all the defenses. They played man. They played 2-3. They played 1-3-1. They played 1-3-1 that transitioned to a 2-3. They did a 1-2-2. They did a 1-1-1-1-1. All of the defenses came out tonight. So when you're experimenting, it's, can you get a good feel? Maybe not. They'll probably do it again. But probably not the best experiment. So then what are your options? I mean, the options are you have to ask more of the freshmen. More Jonathan Powell, more KJ Tenner. And you got to ride the roller coaster that is playing freshman minutes that and freshmen that are not Cooper Flagg or fill in the blank of lottery picks. With love and respect to JP and KJ, it's a freshman thing. And if that's happening in Big 12 play, especially on the road, that's going to be bumpy. I'll give you a heads up. Playing freshmen in the rotation in this league, in this conference, it's going to be bumpy. The other thing you got to do is Joe's got to absorb some of those lost minutes also. And he did that tonight, and he had a great shooting night tonight. Again, not to put an asterisk on that, but North Carolina Central is not good at basketball. Yes, Joe had a great shooting night. It was against a team that's not good at basketball. And it seems like Joe's still not 100% from the injury he's coming off of. And so I'd be shocked if we see Ed Andre 3000 in the starting lineup this weekend. I think you have to start one of the freshmen if Joe's not 100%. And you've got Bethune-Cookman, you've got Mercyhurst to wrap up the non-conference schedule. Maybe each one gets an audition in the starting lineup. Maybe you start Powell the next game and you start KJ another game. Maybe you start Joe. I don't know what DeVries is going to do. Maybe he runs the starting lineup he did tonight out there again against a team that plays one defense. to see what it looks like? I don't know, but this is your time to experiment and see what your best lineups are before you go to Allen Fieldhouse. And Allen Fieldhouse is very difficult with Tucker DeVries. But that's where you start Big 12 play. Listen, don't write off the season yet. This is an audio podcast. You can't see me. But if you were in the room with me, in the laundry room, there's no red lights flashing. There's not a siren going off like the movie Crimson Tide. I did fall into a deep, dark depression when I read the Tucker DeVries news. But it lasted about a half an hour. But this is not Kenyon Martin breaking his leg in 2000. This isn't number one WBU loses star player. It stinks. But it's not that. We've got 3 weeks on the dot to see how, if this is definite. Maybe it goes from indefinite to definitely able to play in Big 12 play. I mean, we've got 3 weeks. Let's see what the status is at that point, and then we can adjust expectations appropriately. The ceiling is not national champion, with love and respect to everyone involved. All right? So this is a really good basketball team. I think this is a good basketball team as currently available. But I'm saying this because remember last season, I don't like bringing it back up, but some of you checked out on the basketball team at this point last year. Like, you stopped watching them. There was 20-plus games left, and you already was out. A guy was suing the NCAA. I mean, West Virginia's got two scholarship guys out right now. Last season, they had 8 scholarship guys available for the first 7 games. So this is absolutely not that. So I wish Tucker a speedy recovery. I wish Jaden Stone a speedy recovery. No red lights flashing yet.
Unreasonable Doubt is under the Smoking Musket umbrella. Go to smokingmusket.com. Read the articles about WVU sports. Listen to West by Pod, another podcast under the Smoking Musket umbrella about football. Joel and Jordan do a great job there. Join the Smoking Musket Discord. Follow Smoking Musket on social media. Do all that stuff and join me underneath the Smoking Musket umbrella.
The next game for the Mountaineers is this Saturday, 5 p.m., ESPN Plus, back in the Coliseum, versus Bethune-Cookman. The Wildcats most likely will come into this game with 2 wins and 7 losses. They did play Nebraska close, which is, you know, they're not bad, Nebraska. Bethune-Cookman statistically way better at defense than NC Central, but they are statistically really bad at offense. Just when you go to Ken Pomeroy's computer, when you see red, that's bad. And on the offensive side of things, lots of red for Bethune-Cookman. Not good. The Bethune-Cookman Wildcats, it's December 11th as I'm recording this. They played 1 home game. 1. They'll play their 2nd home game on January 18th. Over a month from now, Bethune-Cookman will play their 2nd game in their home gym. I don't know how I can put this more plainly. For the 2024-2025 season, Bethune-Cookman will play 15 of their first 16 games away from home. They played a couple games in Mexico. They played various opponents at their opponents' gyms. That's a lot of road games. It does not seem to be, I would argue that Bethune-Cookman's non-conference scheduling is not a recipe for wins. Maybe, you know, the counter argument is they'll be so battle tested. Well, first counter argument is the checks are clearing. Cash those checks, Bethune-Cookman. But the second argument is, hey, we'll be battle tested. We'll play all these games. We'll play one of our non-conference games at home, play the rest of them at the road, play our first three conference games on the road. But after that, we'll be so battle tested, the SWAC won't know what's going to hit them. Because then they'll play more home games than away games. That is going to happen for them at some point this season. It ain't happening right now. So we're catching Bethune-Cookman on a bit of a road trip. It's very aggressive. North Carolina Central, they have played more than one home game. They've had their fair share of road games, but they've definitely played more than one home game before tonight. God bless the Bethune-Cookman Wildcats and their wandering through the non-conference wilderness. That's it for this episode of Unreasonable Doubt. It's just so many road games. That's it for this episode of Unreasonable Doubt. Listen on all the platforms, or just pick one: Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, Overcast Podcasts, Pocket Cast Podcast, YouTube. Until next time, I'm Josh Witt, WVU for the 2024-2025 season. They have 7 wins and they have 2 losses.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all new Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Ho ho! Welcome to the Make It Jingle with Kris Kringle podcast. Today we're talking to Jan from Toyota, all about Toyotathon.
Hi!
So, Jan, got any red Tacomas?
Yeah, we have a great selection of vehicles, including Tacomas.
After my big job, I'm taking the missus down to Florida to go surfing.
Did you say Florida? Can the elves and I go too?
Dealer inventory may vary. Offers are subject to change throughout Toyotathon, which ends on January 6th. See your participating Toyota dealer for details. Toyota, let's go places.